I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Hanukkah. Forgot to say that earlier. Right now, I want to tell you that the Alice 97.3 Instagram account is the place to be. You can see what's happening on the station. See Sarah and Vinny's clips of the day. V Hale's never-ending happy hour. And Jane's musical adventures.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. It's the most wonderful time of year, especially for fraudsters. Fremont Bank reminds you to reduce the risk by going directly to a retailer's website to find what you're looking for instead of using search engines. Visit FremontBank.com for more holiday shopping tips.
Thanks, Fremont Bank.
All right, here's what's happening. Sunny in 70s today.
So Sounds perfect.
A really nice day.
No.
Ahead. A couple things happened while we were out, and I barely looked at the news and barely looked at my Instagram.
That's good. You were in Hawaii. I was trying to focus.
I even got less pictures than I expected because I was trying to keep my phone out of my dumb hand. You know
good.
What I mean? Like,
good
just be in the moment, for crying out loud. But there were a couple biggies. So travel bans due to the Omicron variant.
Yeah, this thing. Huh?
Are starting up. I guess this was discovered in South Africa. And so travel immediately gets, you know, stopped from the area, but it's probably way too late. In fact, there are experts from South Africa saying, hey, we reported it the second we found it. There's no reason to stop travel because it's already everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you're being ridiculous. Meanwhile, many countries are like, no more people from South Africa immediately.
Right.
Japan's one of them. There have been a few others that have absolutely set up travel bans. They're probably right, though. These things, by the time we find out about
right.
them,
it's
they're
too late.
Already spread. And for example, I mentioned my trip to Hawaii. While they're very careful and you have a lot of hoops to jump through, once you get there, there's so many people without masks all over the place. And I just had that moment when I was by the pool with my kids and there's, you know, I don't know what the number, I'll guess 300 people.
Okay.
Around this pool area and moving at all times. And it's probably growing and, you know, fluctuating, but
yep.
One person with COVID would have given it to everybody.
Yep.
That's all it would have taken because no one had masks on and everyone was having the time of their lives and breathing and smiling,
yeah, breathing,
and laughing and all the stuff, you know?
Yeah, I'm wondering as this next Omicron thing is here and the Delta thing, yeah, it's at some point where this is just going to be the new way we live and
it's super unfortunate.
And it's going to be, right, hoops to jump through anywhere you go. And
I don't like it.
I don't like it
I don't
either.
Like
nope,
it either,
nobody
no.
likes it.
No, it's terrible. But that is one of the things that came up while we were out. The Omicron variant.
They Yay! Say
it's there, and they're also so what they know so far is that it's not any worse than
the regular COVID,
the regular or the Delta or the Alpha or whatever. So there's been variants, but none of them have proven to be that much worse.
And that is it because Brent and I were talking about this. Apparently, the inoculation you've already gotten doesn't work on this. Or something like it's gonna. They say we'll have a vaccine for it in the new year,
mm-hmm.
and so now I guess every 2 months we got to go get a new shot. Like I went and got a booster, and I felt like, yay, I'm all set. And then mm-hmm. this happens, and they're like, nah, that wasn't.
Well, I don't think they know for sure yet. So there's always a rush to get stories out, and
right.
there's always a rush to be the first person to report it. And
yep.
so that's probably what you guys saw. From what I've heard, they're saying that they don't even know yet. That this is any right now, they think it's no worse, and that your booster is your best bet against it. So that's what they're saying. They don't know for sure that it's, you know, going to remove the booster from having any value.
Right.
They don't.
Well, look, the booster is still, even if it doesn't protect against this particular variant, it still protects against
the others
and regular.
And they also say that whatever the case may be, you'll have less symptoms and more mild symptoms if you've been
vaccinated.
Right. So for me, I've had the booster too. So I've had three shots so far. Yep. I'm just going to keep doing it as it's available to me.
We're going to need bigger COVID cards.
Yes. Boy, that COVID card too, by the way, becomes so critically important. You had to show that thing to go into a restaurant in Hawaii.
Oh my goodness. Really?
You had to have it on you and you had to show it to be let in. So we weren't doing that and didn't have to worry about it. But
yeah,
it
you
was...
were eating at the, you got a kitchen.
Right. The other thing that happened while we were out, three men have been found guilty of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. That was a big story, and it was very curious about how these guys would fare at their trial, and they didn't fare well, and I'm glad to see it. The defendants were found guilty of murder and other charges on Wednesday of last week for the pursuit and fatal shooting of Ahmaud Arbery. They're looking at life in prison. Now people are sort of keeping an eye on this.
Is this the guy who was jogging and these guys? Okay, all right.
This is the story out of Georgia where he was jogging. I think they were unfinished homes, and he was in that area where there was building going on. So anyway, they decided to pursue him.
It was like a father, a son, and a friend.
The three defendants are Travis McMichael, 35, his father Gregory McMichael, 65, and their neighbor William Bryan, 52. They face sentences of up to life in prison. The three men were indicted on separate federal charges, including hate crimes and attempted kidnapping, and are expected to, it looks like they'll face sentencing in a few months.
Good. See you later. Unbelievable. Yeah. Chase this guy down.
Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, God, there's a black man running in our neighborhood. Get the guns. It's unbelievable.
So that went down last week on Wednesday. Another big story, as President Biden had tapped into petroleum reserves here in the United States, releasing 50 million barrels of oil to help with gas prices because, you know, in Iowa, it hit $3.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. The poor people in Iowa. What will they do?
Meanwhile, California's set up where you can't go anywhere without driving for 30 minutes. Not anywhere.
No.
And yet our prices are over $5.
Yep.
Great. Anyway, as Biden tapped into petroleum reserves, Canada just tapped into its strategic reserve of maple syrup.
Oh,
that's
thank
right.
Goodness, we're not going to run short of that.
A government-backed group called Quebec Maple Syrup Producers are releasing 50 million pounds of syrup to help with supply issues and to keep prices in check. They say demand's up 20% from last year, and you know where they sell most of their syrup? The United States.
Well, that makes sense. I'm assuming you're talking about the real stuff, not the Mrs. Butterworth's or whatever.
Over 70% of the world's maple syrup comes from Quebec, so this is...
Oh, my goodness.
It's big business for them.
Sugar maples.
And the biggest customer is by far the United States.
Well, Vermont can't serve us all.
No.
Supply.
And so there it is.
Maybe I'll do that. Move to Vermont and have a maple syrup factory. I'm just full of good ideas.
You're cracking yourself up over there. I'm glad to see that.
Well, over vacation, I have like a whole, I have a game that I want to create. And it's time to play a game.
What is it?
It's just this, it's going to be like an amalgamation of all these word games that I like. It's going to be all the things I like about the games and none of the things I hate about the games. But I have this whole thought for it, and it's totally designed in my head. Now I just need to figure out, how do you get an app going?
Well, we've had a bunch of meetings about getting an app going. You should have some idea by now.
No, no idea. Okay. So I Googled it, and I was like, wow, there are it's like app brokers, like people who put you in, you have to tell them, basically you have to give them the whole idea for your app, and then they put you in touch with the people that they think can help you. I'm like, I don't think so.
Well,
but
I'm glad
don't know,
to,
so.
I am really glad to hear Bryn dodged this bullet, this particular one.
Trying to make an app.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I know.
Bryn!
No, I'm going to ask. Oh, believe me. Bryn is good. If I do this, Bryn's totally involved because you know I'm going to. I don't know what to do.
I don't
Can
know
you
where
help
to start,
me do this
Sarah.
Thing?
I have no idea how
no,
to
do that. No, I know. We'll figure it out.
All right.
Don't you worry.
Right.
It's our
Bryn,
$1 million
run!
Idea. Don't run. Bryn, run to me. Run. Come here, darling. Come, run to me.
Just what you needed. More stuff to do.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't act like you don't love it.
I do.
Please.
I love it. Yeah. $1 million idea. I get half of that, right?
Well, we'll discuss it.
There it is. Bryn, don't take her calls. Do not take her calls.
If it's a $1 billion idea, you can have
anyway,
it.
I just flew, so I worried, as we've read in the news, there met multiple outbursts all the time, and it was the first time I'd worn a mask that long. And while I didn't get anywhere near an outburst, I do understand that it's frustrating. It's a long day in a mask. You're not used to it.
It's no fun. And it really does. That's when you get the mask knee, too, is when you haven't had to have it on for extended periods of time. And now you got to wear it for 9 hours in an airport and on a plane. And you're just your face is going, I'm drowning.
Yep. Yeah.
It's all moist.
Yeah.
Well, this is a unique flying issue that had come up. And I'm glad I missed this one as well. Most people agree new moms should be allowed to breastfeed whenever and wherever they need to.
Yeah.
You're feeding your kid.
Yes.
What? Honestly, what? I'm feeding my kid over here. Anyway, they say here that opinion mostly is unanimous. Mostly, or I take that back. Entirely applies to humans.
Yeah.
Someone posted a screenshot on Twitter that appears to show a Delta pilot sending a message to air traffic control about a passenger who refused to stop breastfeeding her cat. They say it happened on a recent flight from Syracuse to Atlanta. The message says, a passenger in seat 13A was breastfeeding her cat and refused to put it back in its carrier when they asked her to. A flight attendant on TikTok seemed to confirm the report, but then deactivated her account. I'm sure she was in fear for her job or a lawsuit or whatever. Before she pulled it down, her post said that a woman was swaddling her cat in a blanket with her shirt up while trying to get it to latch. And the cat was, quote, screaming for its life.
Oh, so this wasn't like a cat that was used to getting breastfed. This was just, she felt like taking her boobs out. Ooh, maybe she just wanted to take the cat out of the cage.
I don't know what was happening there at all.
Was she lactating? Was she even lactating?
We love to speculate on this show. It's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
And I can't come up with a scenario that works for this.
If the cat's been raised on breast milk and it's still just a kitten... Maybe in the privacy of your home, you could breastfeed your cat. I'm not saying you can't breastfeed your animals. I don't care what you do in the privacy of your own home. But if on a plane and the cat's yowling and you've got it wrapped so it doesn't scratch you. And are you even lactating? If it's like, I don't think that's the right place for a first time breastfeeding of your cat. I don't know. Am I out of bounds here? I feel like.
Are you even lactating?
Well, is she?
I mean,
is there a baby somewhere going, hey, that's my milk?
I didn't know how to present that story as you
see
as I struggled my way through that one. But I definitely feel like there you are on a plane and now you're seeing this go down. And while it's easier to look away than deal, if the cat's losing its you know what,
yeah,
maybe you do have to step in and say, it's time for you to put the boobs away. And
yep. And the cat.
Put the cat back away. In its crate right. And let's just not for the rest of the trip.
Yep.
I don't know. Atlanta to Syracuse. So that's Atlanta to New York. It's probably a three hour.
Yeah.
is my guess.
It does seem like that person's a little off kilter.
Right.
So you got to handle crazy people with kid gloves because you don't want it to get any
worse, right?
Worse than that. I mean, already it's, we're talking about a breastfeeding a cat situation. Things could go really. What?
For all we know, there is a huge Facebook group dedicated to breastfeeding your kitties. I don't know. Yep. That's the first I've heard of that effort.
Well, cats do have a thing where, like, my cat, what's that?
With milk? Not,
well, sure. Okay, with milk, right? You hear that's stereotypical. But my cat suckles himself on his, he finds a nipple and he, and it's gross. He like actually makes noise as though, you know, he's found one like it's his mom. And it's super gross and we try to discourage it.
So it's like sucking your thumb, but he's.
Yes, but he has a nipple that he goes after and he's actually made it raw at times.
Oh.
So it's not, but clearly he's, I don't know, they took him off the teat too soon when he was weaned. I don't know why some cats do that. Because I've known cats that suck their paw. It'll sit and actually like try to latch onto its paw. Like I've had a cat that did that. But this cat in particular is, you know, I've never really thought to offer my own breast. Maybe if I was lactating, that would be something that I could do.
Well, and you were a producer.
I certainly was.
You made milk.
On the large scale production line. It was too much. I used to have to sleep with a towel wrapped around my boobs and a tank top pulled over it to keep the towel in place, and the whole unit would be soaked through in the morning.
That's hot.
It wasn't hot. And if you just sit in there, it wouldn't just drip out. It's not like it's one hole drip out. Like it would just be like a sea anemone. It had tentacles. It was like anyway, back to you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I only have time for one or two, but here's a couple. Breastfeeding is legal wherever. It's not an opinion, but only applicable to people babies.
Yeah, people babies. Right.
Yeah.
That's the key. Yeah. I think that we need to actually spell that out because this lady's thinking she can do it with her cat.
Facebook group, something for kitties. They rhyme.
Yep.
Very, very well done.
It crossed my mind and I thought, well, there's something I can't say.
Right. For zero reason. As if that's the end of the world. But okay. Flight attendant here.
That one. It's such a cute word.
The issue here was the cat out of the carrier, not that it was breastfeeding.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sure. Whip them out anytime.
Right.
Is it a Wednesday?
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Hanukkah has started, and Dave Grohl's celebrating again, plus the Grammy nominations are up.
It's Sarah and Vinny.